أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار صدق الله العظيم. We completed those verses in which Allah Ta'ala had exclusively spoken about Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the most compassionate Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, there are these other spaces and places in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about His servants, the Ibad of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in different ways. One is here in Surah Ali Imran. Allah Ta'ala makes reference in ayah number 15, 16, and then ayah number 17. So we'll just go through this so we have a fair overview of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's definition of the real slaves of Allah ta'ala. And the intention once again is that we try to understand and we bring these qualities and these deeds into our lives, so we will also become the ibad and the slaves of Allah ta'ala, and we give our life to Allah ta'ala. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For those who have the quality of taqwa, such ibad, such slaves of Allah ta'ala, who have the quality of taqwa, the fear and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. By their Rabb, by Allah Ta'ala. So to say that you have worked in this world and you have stored. One is the treasures of this world, one is the treasures of the hereafter. You have stored and you have put everything into the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? Jannat. Various different kinds and different types of gardens under which rivers flow, and in it you remain forever. Wa azwajum mutahhara, and spouses, wives or spouses that will be pure and purified. And then Allah says, wa ridwanum min Allah, and the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In other verses, Allah Ta'ala says, what is the greatest? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the greatest success that we can ever acquire. Ulama have stated, Jannat is there. But the Ridwan of Allah Ta'ala, we can acquire whilst we're living in this world also. And that is, just to have these qualities that we have been discussing, to bring it into our lives and the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we do, we work for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then leave everything to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah says, Wallahu basirum bil ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the overseer of al-ibad, bil ibad, of the slaves. In other words, the slaves of Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala watches, on the one hand, their deeds, and on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala guides. And when Allah Ta'ala sees, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees with the eyes of compassion and the eyes of mercy. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does man not know that Allah Ta'ala watches, Allah observes, Allah sees? The seeing of Allah Ta'ala can be akin to a mother that sees her child cross a very busy road. Cars are moving at a very high speed. That mother needs her child to cross the road to get to the other side. How she would watch the child go. That kind of compassion, that nothing must happen to my child. My child must remain safe, and my child must be sound, and my child must reach the other side. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to His servants, that Allah's observation about us is with the eye of mercy, the eye of grace, and the eye of maghfirat from Allah ta'ala. Who are these ibad? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا. They say, O our Rabb, certainly we have brought iman. And this is an affirmation at all times, that we need to affirm to Allah ta'ala, that we have brought iman. We've brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. We've brought iman in everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us and commanded us that we have iman in. Whether it is with regards to Allah ta'ala, whether it is with regards to akhirat, the malaika, the kitabs, we've brought complete and total iman. And some mufassirin have stated, here Allah ta'ala also teaches us that you saying to Allah ta'ala, O Allah, I brought iman, and in lieu of that iman, I want that akhirat. And also for us, that we will remember that we brought iman in Allah ta'ala, and the most important gift of Allah over and above the iman that Allah has given us is that we leave this world in a state of iman. Then, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Then, O Allah, forgive us our sins. That is a day and night cry of a believer. Never feel that we have done sufficient. Never feel that we have excelled in our ibadat. And don't ever feel that we are not worthy of the punishment of Allah, and we are not in need of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. If that comes, then that gloating feeling comes, and then we become egoistic, and then there's conceitedness, and the pride enters. And then a person that makes Allah's ibadat with pride is akin to shaitan. Shaitan, he made Allah's ibadat that not a space on this ground is free of his sajda. And then he became proud and haughty and arrogant even against the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. So that must never ever happen to us. That we must continuously make tawbah, continuously make istighfar, seek from Allah Ta'ala for our sins and our errors and our slips. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. Like how in Ibadur Rahman we did رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. This again is recurring in the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. This is the cry of a slave, Allah save me from the fire of Jahannam. There is never this worthiness and that feeling and that sense of gratitude that I have got Jannat. The feeling is always, Allah, you save me from the fire of Jahannam. Brothers, if we live with these two things, seeking forgiveness and knowing that we are in need of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge and protection from the fire of Jahannam, then half of our task is done. That is half, that is ubudiyat. That is our servitude to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks of some qualities. One is as-sabirin that we discussed yesterday. As-sabirin, these ibad of Allah Ta'ala, these slaves of Allah Ta'ala, one quality they have is that of sabr. And we said that on the one hand, sabr is not only about patience, but sabr is to be resolute, to have determination of two things, that we will persist in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and we will desist from anything that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And then whatever is in our taqdeer, we will be content and we will accept it, and if there are difficulties, we'll make sabr upon that. Was-sadiqeen. The second quality Allah Ta'ala speaks about is the quality of sidq. Sidq, sadiqeen will mean the truthful. But here it is not only truthfulness insofar as speech is concerned, it is also truthfulness insofar as deeds are concerned. That the inner and the outer of a person is in equilibrium. The inner and the outer is in conformity. That inside we have a different thought, a different priority, and on the outside we are showing and presenting ourselves to be as slaves of Allah Ta'ala. That is not a sadiq. That is not a person that has this quality of siddiq. And we always speak about that the greatest siddiq is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that whatever was on the outside was a reflection of the inside, of the inner, and whatever was the inner always showed out on the outside, whether it was in speech, whether it was in deed. Allah ta'ala give us this quality of sidq, that there shouldn't be false pretense. There should never be false pretense that we present ourselves like a big hazrat, but then inside there is nothing, or inside it is the contrary. What Allah Ta'ala wants from us is that we must come into equilibrium between the inner and the outer. Wal qanitin. Qanitin are the devout, obedient slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever it is, they are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They will bring whatever the command is, they will practice upon it. Whatever the prohibition is, they keep away from it. Such are the ibad of Allah Ta'ala. Wal munfiqin. And those who spend, they spend in the path of Allah. One is the farz spending. That is, insofar as our zakat is concerned. One is the other obligations, the wajib spending, like we get sadaqatul fitr, or that of our qurbani. And then together with that, the optional voluntary spending. And this is something that we need to bring into our lives, into our hearts all the time. To give out for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. There in Ibadur Rahman, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقُتُرُوا. That when they spend on material things, then they were not extravagant and nor were they miserly. But here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about them spending for the sake and the path of Allah. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. They, Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ. They spend their nights in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But here Allah says, now as the night comes to an end, it is the time of ashar, the time of sehri, the night is coming to an end. Again, there is no feeling of superiority, no sense of gratitude or satisfaction that I have done it. But there is the sense of worthiness, that am I worthy in the courts of Allah Ta'ala? They come to the state of being unworthy, and then they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that why do they make istighfar at the time of sehri? Is because they feel whatever I have carried out the entire night is not worthy of being presented to Allah Ta'ala. One person that was walking in the darkness of the masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, in the corner of the masjid, he heard somebody say to Allah Ta'ala, it is now the time of sehri, Ya Allah, you forgive me. He said, when I looked properly, it was Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now these were devout servants of Allah Ta'ala, but they never felt that sense of worthiness. They always felt that they were unworthy, and whatever they did was not worth the greatness and the shan of Allah Ta'ala. Brothers, we come to this stage of the month of Ramadan. Let us not feel that our ibadat were all worthy of acceptance, but let us have this feeling that Allah Ta'ala is great, and at the same time Allah Ta'ala is most tolerant, and Allah Ta'ala is shakur, Allah is most appreciative, and because of that Allah Ta'ala will accept, not because of the worthiness of our ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, may Allah Ta'ala accept one and all.